Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show. Hello, how's it going, everyone? Once again, this is another monthly feedback episode, and today we have a lot of great guests, a lot of successful people, and let's get started.
Everyone thinks that, you know, it's a jack of all trades, master of none, but it's actually, instead of just having incredible knowledge in one arena and knowing absolutely nothing outside of that, it's having deep interrelated knowledge in multiple areas. So I grew up on a farm, so I understand, you know, the rhythm of the seasons, and I understand how to hunt if need be. I know how to fish. I know how to plant. So I've got this skill set. You know, I have a deep knowledge in physics. That gives me insight into how things work and to be able to ask additional questions so I can figure other things out. I've got a background in finance and taxation. I've got a background in psychology. So instead of just having a tiny little bit of awareness across multiple things, what you do is you go deeper in certain areas where you have fascination.
And again, this goes to the old saying, really, it's jack of all trades, master of none, but still better than a master of one. And that full quote kind of gives you the full emphasis of what he's actually saying. When you have multiple skills, it allows you to handle different things. And it could have you use skills in a way that other people can't. So for example, me, I'm an interviewer, right? But at the same time, I'm also a major in media and communication studies. And at the same time, I'm also a guy pretty big into health. And at the same time, I'm also quite well-versed in social activism as well. And then on top of that, I'm also additionally working on some other projects on the side regarding, you know, money and, you know, certain things like that. So you have to be versatile. And I think that's the reason why I was able to land a lot of good things, such as, you know, my college success so far worked out really well. And again, if you want me to go in depth on how to get a lot of A's in college, I'm your guy. But back to focus, though, I think versatility is important because I think too many people are specialists and we actually need to start generalizing and trying out different things. But don't for a second think as well that you can't specialize in multiple things either. My thing is this, be a Renaissance man or woman, if you will. Make sure that you have a lot of different areas that you're good at. That's basically what a Renaissance person is. And that's what he's stressing too. So again, very important point. And if you want to learn more about that whole idea and that whole notion, and again, his whole story, go to that episode. And again, try new things might light your fire. And what excites you, you know, might become a passion. And that's true too. And I think by lighting your fire, you mean what makes you happy, you know? And again, this is a very interesting one too. You need to find what makes you happy. And how you find what makes you happy is not so much from, there's two types of motivation, right? There is intrinsic motivation and extrinsic motivation. And the extrinsic motivation tends to come from external things. So let's say if I want to win this reward, I have to hit that dart exactly at that bullet point, right? Extrinsic motivation would be, hey, look, I got to win that reward. So I got to figure out how to hit that dart. And that's the motivation. That's what most people use. It's not efficient. Intrinsic is where you begin to incorporate enjoyment from just hitting that bullet point. You don't even care about the reward. You just continuously throw that dart. You get enjoyment from it. It's the same thing with my shows. Do you think my goal is to have a lot of episodes? No. That would be extrinsic motivation. I get intrinsic motivation. I enjoy just doing this right here. Doing this right here and talking to you all, this gives me happiness. That's what gives me happiness. So again, yeah, let's go to the next one here. And so as we continue here, I think another example of intrinsic versus extrinsic is just generally, what do you want to do as an entrepreneur? Stop focusing so much on the end goal. focus more on just getting enjoyment out of what you need to do currently right now. That's the key. And when you focus on what you need to do currently right now, that will get you where you need to be. So that's my full point there. Let's go on to the next one.
The more we connect with other people, the better we grow, the more transformed we are, the more expanded we are. And there is something, sometimes there are certain things we only learn when we listen others talking about. When other people are sharing their struggles or the disappointments or the shame they go through, and you hear that and you go like, oh my God, I am exactly like that. Oh, that also happens to me. Oh, and sometimes if it's not by listening others, we wouldn't even be aware of those behaviors or those thoughts. We wouldn't even get there. And I find that group work, transformational, people that come together sharing the same intentions and goals and visions and desires has an exponential effect of transformation.
Group work has an exponential effect on transformation. Truer words can be said, but how does this all apply to what anyone else is doing? I think one good example is just collaborating with other entrepreneurs on my part. You know, entrepreneurship can be tough for some people. And again, I've had the privilege and the opportunity to help guide other people on their journey to being entrepreneurs. And that type of collaboration is important because you could tell them stories about what you've been through and they could then understand not to make those same mistakes. For example, you know, make sure you have a business plan. When I first started my business, I never had a business plan. And it led to so many back and forth issues. When I had my radio station, I wanted to make it nonprofit. Then, you know, I wanted to make it a membership-only business. Then I wanted it to be more focused on reggae. Then more focused on rap. It was like I was going in all types of different directions. There was no concrete plan, no concrete goal. And again, that's important. You need to write a business plan. So what did I do? I sat down and I learned that. And I was thinking, okay, with the Jimbo Parrish Show, I'm just going to focus in on one thing, giving you guys great interviews. And don't get me wrong, I'll build off from that. But right now, that's my focus, giving you guys great interviews, guys and gals, great interviews. And that's important. And because I gave him that ability to talk with me about this, I saved him from making those same mistakes that I made. So again, great advice. And then other people have come to me for advice too. And this is the key, you know, don't be afraid to ask someone for help, ask for mentorship. Those things are important. And a lot of people are glad to talk about this. I'm very glad to help people if they're asking for help. So again, that's important. Group work is very, very key. And so the next thing is, we are going through really challenging times, but the most important is to hold on and keep doing the work, because at some point, we're going to reach the top. And this is when we go back to this whole idea of, you know, being motivated by what you do. You know, you need to just keep on pushing, keep on doing the work, and just focus on enjoying the work altogether. Forget, you know, the end point. You will reach the top at some point, as she said, but just focus right now on just the doing and doing. And again, Benedita was very focused on the idea of binge eating. She went through binge eating her whole life, and she was struggling a lot to not crave food. And so she had to hold on and lose a ton of weight. And then after she lost that weight and she reached that top, she was good. But she had to enjoy the process of reaching that goal. This is why she found a group and learned with that group and did all those different things. You see how this all comes together now. So the next kind of point I'd like to adjust is that to say is that this is not an easy thing for a lot of people. And you need to really just have faith and trust yourself. You can do this and you can reach this end point. And when you can reach this end point, you'll kind of learn that anything really is possible. Anything's possible. And kind of to go off what was said before, you need, when you have these goals, even especially with binge eating, you need to have some type of intrinsic motivation too. What would it take to not eat again? Try to do something else you enjoy besides eating. Try to do something else you really like. And that's important. It's about incorporating all these different skills and tactics to create something that's efficient. And I think the next thing I would like to think about here is that when we're interviewing all these different people and we're talking about all these different people, it's important to know that you need to bring everyone into this, okay? You need to kind of connect the dots. Don't just take from one person and then take from the other person and take from the next person. I would say this, incorporate what Joe Templin said and what Benedita Sosa said. So you need to actually tackle the challenge, but at the same time, understand that you need to be versatile at the same time. And I think that versatility can at times help you reach the end goal a lot faster. I'll tell you right now, my versatility in interviewing and asking good questions, while at the same time finding good ways to network and market with people, it's allowed me to overcome and reach the challenges of being an entrepreneur a lot faster than if I wasn't versatile. So having that union of different skills really proves to be a real game changer, if you will. And having that diversity helps quite a bit. And then sort of the next thing that I would like to get into is the next quote is sort of along the lines of, right, Mark Smith. So time is priceless. You can't own it, but you use it. If you can't keep it, but you can spend it, you know, once it's lost, you're never going to get it back. And time really is priceless. And you need to make sure you structure your time wisely throughout your day. Don't see it as, you know, oh man, you know, I have to be this super logical, technical guy. And, you know, I have to, you know, be very, very specific and on top of time, more so than the average person. You don't need to do all that. It's more important to just see time as a weapon, a tool you could use to your advantage if need be. And that's what I do all the time. I usually leave the majority of my heavy thinking, heavy decision-making tasks in the morning. That's how I weaponize my time. And then usually towards the end of the day, I'll tend to leave that more for average busy work. And it was kind of that structure of weaponizing time that really helped me get on top of my academics while still running a business full time. And I'll continue to use this approach. So again, there's a little tactic you could incorporate too. And then you're designed to take things to the next level, embrace who you are, and live your life the best that you can every single day with no regrets. And no regrets is important because I better not hear from any of you that you have regrets in life. Because at least with me, I think everything in life happens for a good reason. And I know that could sound a bit recycled, a bit, oh God, you know, you're just saying that because it's the right thing to say, but it's true. I'll tell you what happened with my past business, do I regret it? No, I don't. Because the Jimbo Para Show would have never existed if my old radio station, Demidag, didn't exist before. It was all just a process of the evolution. It's the same way you have a caterpillar, and then the caterpillar becomes a butterfly. It's just a step. Does the butterfly regret being a caterpillar? No, because it was just a stage in the process. It's the same way I don't regret the failure of Demidag and my nonprofit radio station, or the failure of my previous e-commerce business, Tizarro.com, because those all were just sort of the stages, sort of like the cocoon and the butterfly and the caterpillar to the final stage, which is the Jimbo Para Show, which I see as that butterfly. So it's a matter of process. That's all. That's how I see it. And you need to see it that way too. And that's important. And to add what this man said, in his own life personally, he had to do the same thing. He wasn't always on top of his game. He had a tough life as well. And especially here in Baltimore, Maryland, and now he's in such a high-ranking area, he had to go through those regrets. Imagine dealing with loss on your birthday. You know how tough that is? Dealing with loss on your birthday? That's got to do something to you. And by fixing that issue and kind of handling it the right way, it really transformed everything. Now, the next quote I like to get to is, once you encounter, stop, reset, and let's go. Pull those papers back out of the things that you want to accomplish, reset. Let's go, stop, grab yourself, get yourself together, and realize that the situation is temporary. And this is the thing. You need to recollect yourself. You need to recenter yourself and get back into focus. And that's important. If you don't stop, reset, and go back to what you're doing and step back for a moment, you know, it's all just, it's not going to work. Imagine you're in this man's shoes, okay? This man literally lost a parent of his on the day of his birthday. And what did he do? He stopped, he reset, he pulled all those papers back, he pulled all that stress back, and he was like, wait a second, I can do this. I can move forward. And that's what he did. He moved forward. So again, look at that interview. You could hear that whole story there. Excellent, excellent. And then the final person, Fred Joyle. This was a very interesting one. Fred Joyle was talking mainly about boldness. And boldness is something interesting. And let me just read the whole quote here. Boldness is taking that confidence, or sometimes even a lack of confidence, going into that action, doing stuff that's going to turn out, that's going to, and you don't know how it's going to turn out. You're risking failure, but you're bold enough to step out of the barrier and try something new. And again, confidence is just feeling confident. Boldness is taking that confidence into action. And again, I would see that more as courage or as bravery, but in his eyes, it was bold. And you need to try things that are new. You need to step out and you need to do things. And another fascinating thing is that the part of boldness, so here's the next quote. Part of boldness is that there is a hump of humility that comes with it. And because you see how much more you can achieve when you realize, if you just take a swing at it, something else interesting can happen in the future. So that basically means I could be bold doing this. I could be bold stepping out of the crowd and making this presentation. But then I could also be bold doing something else. So boldness sort of shows the overall encompassment of what you could actually do. And how I see it, I see this just as believing in yourself, seeing that you can do things. You know, I think when I first started interviewing people, I was saying, this could work. But I was more of a presenter. I could do a lot of presentation, but I've never done full-on formal interviews. But it was sort of that courage that I had. You know what? I could do this. Why can't I do something else? And it's almost like a domino effect. It just builds up. And again, he's showing that same thing too. And again, he had a lot of boldness too. Imagine going from being a coach to getting into dentistry, helping people that way too. That's boldness, definitely. And this falls hand in hand. Stop worrying about what other people think. And just act, do stuff, get better, embrace failure as the pathway upward. And that's the key. And again, this is the next part too. Stop worrying, think, and chase your dream. These are all important. You need to stop worrying about things, because I think a part of being courageous is by not caring about what other people are thinking all the time. Sometimes you just need to step forward and do what you need to do. And a lot of times that was me too, because I was thinking, man, I'm the only entrepreneur in my entire family. How does that feel for me? I had to stop worrying. I had to step out and I had to take that risk. And again, we all have risks. And again, you need to stop worrying and you need to actually chase those dreams. And the final quote is that the only person you need permission from to have the life you want, the only person you need permission from to have the most fulfilling, fun-filled, adventurous life, the only person you need permission from is you. And that's honestly true, because the only way you'll know if you'll be happy is by actually speaking with yourself. You are the key to the happiness. And the only way you could figure this out is by getting permission from yourself. And once you get permission from yourself, all your goals will be accomplished. All of them. Excellent talk, guys. I am Jimbo Paris. This is the Jimbo Paris Show. Now, quickly but surely, I just have to, and when we get into this here, I'm going to kind of get into the next idea. So I just want to give a few nice little shout outs. The first shout out is, first of all, you know, the Six Figure University. This is a special thanks to our sponsorship. And again, they've been doing an amazing privilege to the rest of the community here. They basically own salons. They give out different things. And one owns a salon, the other is an engineer. And they both came together to help people with salons and real estate and discovering secrets of life and sort of building a residual six-figure income. So if you want to get out, take a challenge, stop worrying, try this out. It's a good option. And again, embrace failure. These things will happen. And Kamyana Jones is a doer, so beware. And then the next thing is Judy Ryan. Judy Ryan is the CEO of LifeWork Systems, successful woman. And she's focused on helping people, basically a super HR person. If you want to own a business and improve your company culture, this is the person to talk to. And then last call out, subscribe now. We're a growing YouTube channel. We're growing here slowly. So again, we need more subscribers. Subscribe to our show. We'd love to have you on our show. We'd love to hear about what you have to say. We'd love to get your feedback. Subscribe now. All right. I'm Jimbo Paris. This is the Jimbo Paris Show. Thanks again, guys. Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.